It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Royals lose 7-2. I honestly don't know what else we talk about other than that foul ball that changed the game. I mean, if you have something else, if you'd rather talk about anything else pertaining to this team or this game, please let me know. I don't know how you deviate, though, from that missed call. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. It's 913-586-7610. That's also our text line number. If you were one of the 24,000 in attendance today, we'll get you right to the front of the line. And listen, guys, if you're new to the show, well, thank you, first and foremost. But secondly, trust me, I know that there's no clearer sign that your team lost than when you're complaining about the referees. Right? You listen to a K-State post-game show, if they're screaming, well, the refs probably. If they're screaming about the refs, well, it's pretty obvious that the Wildcats lost. If you flip on this show and I'm ranting and raving about the umpires, you normally don't do that after a victory. So whining about umpires, whining about referees, man, normally miss me with that. And listen, it's 3-2 in the fourth inning. Let's not act as if it was some insurmountable lead. The Royals had plenty of they didn't have real opportunities, but they had plate appearances. They had at-bats. They had the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth. They had 18 outs to do something, to tie it up, to get back in the game, and they never did that. I know that Cole Reagan's command was not sharp today. I'm not going to say that Cole Reagan's was bad. Cole Reagan's was fine today. Cole Reagan's was ready to give this team a professional five innings. But what else is there? Honestly, 7-2 Royals lose. That was the turning point of the game. I'm hoping it's not the turning point of the series. Hoping that when they show up tomorrow, it's Seth Lugo, Logan Allen, Royals have the clear-cut advantage. Now, listen. Can I tell 100% that it was a foul ball? I guess not. But I'm like 95%. I don't know. You guys let me know. How are you handling this one? 913-586-7610. Let me be honest with you real quick before we go to the phone calls. You know, normally when plays are challenged here at the ballpark, man, I'm not all that interested. Because it's 2024. They always get it right. I'm not like most in the press box were, let me dissect it. Oh, let me get a good look at it. No, man, Major League Baseball has more cameras than anyone. They'll get the call right. This is the first time I can remember being okay embracing a post-game show being completely given over to you and I whining about the umpires. I just don't know what else there is to talk about. I don't have anything negative to say about Cole Reagan's. A slider in the middle to Josh Naylor's not Angel Zerpa's best idea for trying to put out the fire. Yeah, Royals had what? Three hits? Three total hits after that foul ball home run from Big Christmas? All right, let's hear from you. 913-586-7610. Now, how dope is that nickname, though? Young man's last name is Noel. He's got a first name that's tough to pronounce. They call him Big Christmas. Not a fan of the guy, but that's a pretty cool nickname. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're hitting leadoff. You were at the game today. What was your vantage point?
Hey, Vern. Not going to complain about the umps, but I am going to complain about NJ Melendez. That was three atrocious at-bats out of him today. Yeah, that's all I got. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, and a pretty rough route on a line drive off of the bat of Jose Ramirez in the fifth inning, not really helping out Cole Reagans. MJ has a better route. I think Cole finishes off that fifth inning. Yeah, MJ today 0 for 3 at the plate with a pair of punch-outs. Thanks for the phone call, Ryan. Let's go to Jerry, who's up in St. Joe. Jerry, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. The good thing about the Royals games, it's like extended for me. I've got you for an hour most of the time before and after the game. I get to enjoy the game on 610. What I've come away from this game with, that foul ball home run, it didn't really matter because the lead was too far, you know, by the end of the game. So that doesn't bother me. The MJ had a bad day. I can let him pass for the stuff that he's been doing. Kim and Hunter and Kyle Isabel and even Nick Lofton, I like him. I'll hurry up and finish, but it started for me on Thursday when Singer came out in the eighth. He pitched two pitches and got a strikeout on two pitches. Zerpa did well. I called him the Loyal Royal. I didn't know that he was with them since like 2016 or 2018. He's just a Royal. But then there's I thought Michael Massey did well. Hunter is trying and succeeding. So, like I said, I'm all for MJ, but I know there's a lot of haters out there. I'm not ready to hate on him. He's growing. He's going to do a lot better. One game doesn't matter to me, and I hope you agree in a way, but I trust your judgment. You are so good at this, and I appreciate your time.
Hey, very nice of you, Jerry. I appreciate it. Listen, yeah, MJ Melendez didn't cost the team the game. The seven-hitter isn't the culprit today, but it was a subpar day. Again, he makes that play in the fifth inning. He takes a better route to, again, a hard-hit line drive off of the bat of Jose Ramirez. I'm not 105 miles per hour off the bat. That gets on you quick. I'm not saying it's easy, but nothing that's happening out there on the field is easy. Of course it's difficult. That's why you're in the big leagues. Yeah, MJ makes that catch. Three runs stay off the board. And it remains 3-2 Cleveland going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Yeah, sure, today's game, it's always more than one moment, right? It's always more. But boy, that two-run home run in the fifth inning. Who knows how the game turns out? And I'll be honest with you, the thing that worries me about that foul ball home run, whether or not it was a missed call, is, you know, if that final line for Cole Reagans, 4 2/3 innings of 5-run baseball, his ERA balloons to 3.33, I'm just hoping that this performance today, which, again, in my opinion, if the proper call is made, Cole Reagans gives you 5+, maybe 6 solid innings. Maybe it's another quality start. I'm just worried that this performance, that miscall, and maybe that misplay by MJ Melendez cost Cole Reagans a spot in the All-Star game. Look, it's going to be tough to get two pitchers in the All-Star game, right? Because you're also probably going to have Bobby there and Salvi there. And even though four Royals deserve to go to next month's Midsummer Classic, I'm starting to worry that when push comes to shove, Lugo's numbers are obviously going to give him the edge. And now this ERA of Cole Reagans is going to keep him on the outside looking in. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Bessie. Bessie was at the game. Bessie, what'd you think?
Well, the foul ball, it was a foul ball. We were sitting next to the guy who caught it, and it bounced off the black net support on the foul pole, and it came down and hit in front of us. And there's a black mark on the ball to prove it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it looked like to me as well, Bessie. And again, it's just so very strange that in 2024 we're having this conversation. You know, with as many cameras as there are equipped around the stadium, with the amount of looks that New York can get, for them to miss it, it's shocking. It's shocking.
Yeah, there were several Royals officials came over to talk to the guy, and they took pictures of it. So
really,
I don't know if anything will happen, but
right. Well, Bessie, I appreciate you calling in, giving us that info. Appreciate it. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Braxton in Independence. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, we were at the game, too. We were sitting out in right field, in the outfield. We saw that hit, the foul ball, and it just kind of sucked because we came off a couple of bad series. You know, kind of bounce back against the Marlins. Now we're playing the first-place team. We go up 2-0. We got some momentum. You know, one foul ball, it feels like all that momentum was robbed from us. Like, they played it on the Jumbotron, foul ball. The whole stadium booed. It just, if you know, it doesn't come down to one pitch or one, you know, one at bat, but it just feels like our whole momentum got robbed. You can't say that.
It did.
You know, not everyone's affected by that. So
no, I agree with you. No, I appreciate the phone call, Braxton. I'm a believer in momentum in a game. There's no doubt about it. You've been to too many games to, you know, a crowd can start to loom over a pitcher, loom over a hitter in a big spot, make him pucker up in those big moments. No doubt momentum is a real thing in game. But I don't believe that a good team allows this type of loss to carry into tomorrow. And I don't believe the Royals will. So yes, I agree. It changed the game. You could see Cole Reagans was quite frustrated coming off the mound in the fourth, and I think that frustration was still present in the fifth. And I think that frustration permeated inside that dugout. You heard Matt Quatrero earlier. He said he saw the ball the whole way, and it was clearly foul. And as Bessie points out, it's if you missed it, it's the attachment, the black attachment to the foul pole that holds the netting that protects the fans along that third base side. It holds up that netting. And yeah, all over social media, you're seeing the picture of the dude that caught the ball or picked up the ball and it had a big old black mark on it. Major League Baseball saying that they could not tell for certain if the ball nicked part of the yellow foul pole. Now, as Bessie points out and what our eyes tell us is, no, it didn't hit any part of the yellow foul pole. It hit that black attachment. Can I say 100% from the replay that I've seen that it hit that attachment? I guess I can't say it 100%. And maybe that's why, and of course, that's why Major League Baseball said that the play stands as called. Who knows, man? I honestly can't tell you. I've been a part of many games like this. Not in a while. Not a game that in the fourth inning, in my opinion, a proper call is made, you know, Cole Reagans is through the fourth inning at 75 pitches. You know, the frustration is not present. Man, I just hate sitting here complaining about umpires. I just feel like such a loser doing it, and yet I don't know what else to do. Yes, MJ Melendez, make the play, take a better route, tough play in the fifth inning, but I need you to make it. And if he does that okay, then it's still 3-2 Cleveland. 4-2 Cleveland after Will Smith gives up a bomb to the aforementioned Jose Ramirez. So would I feel better if the Royals lost 4-2 than 7-2? Would they have lost 4-2? That's a tough spot. Steven was at the game. Steven, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, man, we were 109, row H, 5, 6, and 7, right? Just outside of that foul pole. And obviously we saw what everybody else saw. But you watch on the replay, you can see the ball on the other side of the pole. 2024. Right. How do you do that? I don't understand how you get a better view in the stadium than they do wherever they're looking at it. Like, in sports is just so, we've already talked about momentum. Regardless of where you're at, like, this, you shut it down, then that goes the momentum. You kill a game just like that, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's wild.
And no doubt, Steven. And, you know, let's also acknowledge that it's not just you and I, right? Not just Royals fans, but I'm sure Royals bettors, coast to coast. Yeah. You know, I mean, gambling, this is why replay is so prevalent in professional sports, is because gambling is legal, it's big time money, and they got to make sure they get the calls right, and certainly doesn't feel like they did today.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, man. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Jake in Overland Park. Jake, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, long time, first time. I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but that was obviously a foul ball. Momentum shift there. I was at the game sitting on the first baseline. Like I said, momentum shift. But it also started when we got picked off on second base.
Izzy, yep. That was in the bot. That was the half inning before.
Yeah, no, it was. It was the momentum shift there, and then
yeah, Bobby's at the dish with the man in scoring position. That can't happen, no doubt about it.
No, absolutely. They stunk after that, yep. No doubt about it. But I mean, it is what it is. I have no doubt that we'll get the dub tomorrow. But I'll shut up and listen. Thanks, Vern.
No need to, man. Good stuff. Appreciate it. And I'm with you. I like the dismount. I'm confident tomorrow. Yeah, give me Seth Lugo for a chance to win the series going opposite Logan Allen. Yeah, I'll take that all day. I know I would have taken that Thursday going into the series. You got to get that one tomorrow. Listen, every game from here on out is going to feel like the biggest game in years, but there's no doubt about it. Tomorrow's game is the biggest game in years. I mean, there's just no denying it. 913-586-7610. Royals lose tomorrow. They're right back where they started. 9 games back with 7 to play against Cleveland. Win tomorrow, you're 7 back with 7 to play. Win tomorrow, you're 7 back and you're sending them back to Cleveland with the doubt in their mind. Think about it. If the Royals pull this off tomorrow, if Seth Lugo does what he's done so often this season, Cleveland hops on that charter flight, heads home, knowing that they've lost 4 of 6 to the Royals, knowing that the Royals' bullpen has outperformed their bullpen, knowing that the Royals' defense and base running is superior, knowing that the Royals' rotation is clearly superior to Cleveland's starting 5. But they'll also have that hint of doubt of, man, even the game that we won, we got a little help from the umpires. Now, I'm with you. I'm feeling confident going into tomorrow. I'm just in shock at what happened. You know, like Jake said, man, I mean, it's 2024. How is there ever doubt with calls? Okay, the NFL is a different animal. The what's a catch, that's bananas. Let's go to Aaron in Blue Springs. Aaron, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm not going to be a dead horse like everybody's been talking about the foul ball thing. I just found something ironic. When I usually listen to the game on the radio, try and get as many games as I can in. And it was funny when the announcers were talking about jinxing the team. And every time I listen to the game on the radio, it seems to be when I'm listening is they'll talk about when our relievers come in, how, you know, 18 games or 18 innings, haven't given up a run, and there we go. Yeah. Blow the lead. I always just found that really funny. Just one of those things. Every time I hear it, it's like, please don't say it. Please don't say it. But
yeah.
Overall, though, grand scheme of things, last season, one of the worst teams in baseball. Now look at us. So, mm-hmm. you know, take it with a grain of salt. Not going to win them all, but I'm just happy to be in contention to even be a team that's going to possibly go to the playoffs and, you know, get a shot. So,
yeah,
I'm just happy for that.
Oh, appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Royals a game and a half up on Boston right now for the final playoff spot in the American League. Royals fall in Game 3 to the Guardians, 7-2 the final score. They're 7 games above 500, and they hand it off to Seth Lugo tomorrow. A 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Hey, before we get out of here, I'll give you a chance to grab some tickets to tomorrow's game, but we got to take a quick time out. I'll get right back to your thoughts, and we'll head inside that Royals clubhouse. I'm curious to hear what Cole Reagans has to say after that one. You'll hear it all after this.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
There's a drive, well hit, deep right field, at the wall, Noel, and gone. Pastrantino just got it over the fence. Noel, I don't think the right fielder ever gave up on it. We told you about the breeze blowing toward the right field corner. It didn't hurt Pastrantino's high fly ball at all.
A 1-0 fastball up in the zone to Vinny. He destroyed it. His 10th home run of the season ties the game up at one apiece in the first inning. Hall of Famer Denny Matthews, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, the Royals would jump ahead thanks to a leadoff blast from Michael Massey in the second inning. 2-1 Royals as we go to the fourth inning. And with two outs and a man on, Big Christmas belts a slider right in the middle from Cole Reagans, 115 miles per hour off the bat. But it went foul. At least it looked to me as if it went foul. It looked to a lot of us as if it went foul. But in the books, on Baseball Reference, in the history of baseball, it'll go down as a two-run blast that put Cleveland in front 3-2. They would get three more in the fifth inning. Another off of Will Smith in the seventh. Cleveland takes Game 3, 7-2, your final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Sam was at the game today. Sam, what's your takeaway from this 7-2 loss?
So I'm not going to talk a lot about that home run. Baseball is a big game of momentum, and so in my opinion, obviously Cole didn't look that good, but to get away or to get out of the first with only giving up one run and leaving runners on third and second with one out, that's huge. And then we answered right away. And then my biggest thing is, I think a couple callers ago talked about it, but Izzy can't get picked off a second right there with Bobby Witt up. And
yep.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Big Christmas hit the home run the next inning. So,
yeah, 100% right. No doubt. Thanks, Sam. Yeah, and if you missed the game, bottom of the third inning, Royals up 2-1. Kyle Isbell dribbles one up the third baseline. It hits the third base bag, an infield knock for Izzy. He'll take it. Swing and bunt, really. So he's on first base. He's moved up to second as Michael Garcia follows with another swinging bunt. So Izzy's on second with one out. Bobby Witt Jr. at the dish. Royals up 2-1. And yeah. Picked off a second base. Well-executed glove drop by Bo Naylor. A nice throw from Tanner Bibee to the Cleveland second baseman, but that just can't happen. No doubt. Not with Bobby at the dish. Not ever. And yeah, That's the bottom of the third. Top of the fourth is when that back-breaking two-run foul ball home run is hit. Nice to hear from you, Sam. 913-586-7610. We heard Vinny's home run earlier. Vinny had two hits today. He would hit a leadoff single in the fourth inning. One of two Royals with multi-hits. Vinny, by the way, over his past month of baseball, he's hitting 269 with an OPS just shy of 850. All right, let's head inside the clubhouse. I want to hear from Cole Reagans, but real quick, I want to address this text message. From the 832, Vern, how can you honestly sit there and tell all of us that Cole Reagans was fine? Giving up five runs in 4 2/3 innings is not fine. Vern, that's an ERA over 10. If that's your idea of fine, then you may as well pack it in for the rest of the season. Well, I'd ask if you watched the game. Now, it's clear Sam, who was at the game, watched the game. Now, fine. I didn't say good. I didn't say very good. I didn't say great, but I'm not going to say bad. Two on with nobody out in the first inning, and he only gives up one run. Going through Ramirez, Naylor, Fry. Leadoff walk in the second inning. Erased, thanks to an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. Second time through the top of the Cleveland lineup, he goes through him 1-2-3. Again, the command, I mentioned, the command was not sharp. Sixth inning, punch out. You know, the two-out single by Jimenez, it was a fastball up and out of the zone. You know, credit to him for getting on top of it. And then the foul ball. Now, does Cole need to rise above it? Okay, I guess if you want to say that, but comes back out for the fifth inning. Gets the first man to line out. Stephen Kwan singles to the opposite field. Gets his double play ball. It would have been a tough turn. It's not made. And then he gets his third and final out. He got Jose Ramirez to line out to left field. A poor root from MJ Melendez allows it to be an RBI double. Cole Reagans is then removed from the game. That man that he left on second base comes around to score. So 8-3-2, if you were watching the game, there's no way you would say that Cole Reagans was bad. It was a pro performance, in my opinion, from Cole Reagans. He had to deal with a lot of ancillary BS. Things out of his control. Umpires, the defense behind him, plays not being made. Again, does he need to rise above it? Fine, sure. If you want to say that, go ahead. If you're still questioning the mettle of this 26-year-old lefty, that's on you. But he's got the goods, and he was showing the goods today. Not the ace goods. I ain't got my best stuff today, but you know what I'm going to do? Give my team a chance to win. That's what pros do. That's what aces do. So I'd advise you to watch the game or listen to Denny and Jake and Ryan and Stu. Let them explain to you what's happening because you don't have any idea. Let's hear what Cole Reagans had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Felt like, you know, didn't command stuff overall. Fell behind a lot. You know, they made me pay.
How difficult was it to kind of navigate that fifth inning there for you? Just with your pitches and everything like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Jose Ramirez trying to go up there, you know, missed away, got it up, just missed away. It's a really good hitter. You know, you see what he's done throughout his career. Just, you know, can't do anything about it. Just got to be better.
No, Noel's homer there in the fourth inning. What did you see on your vantage point? How did you see if that was a fair foul ball?
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen the replay, but nothing I can do about it. It was a really bad pitch. I left it right down the middle. So, you know, can't do anything about it. They called it fair, so just move on.
Yeah, and it's rare that you don't have it, you know, your command this season. I guess, how do you feel like you can, you know, bounce back, you know, next outing?
Yeah, just got to flush it and move on. You know, we got another game tomorrow, and we got our guy on the mound. We'll take our chances any day, you know, win 3 out of 4 and go from there.
I would expect nothing less from Cole Reagans. That's how a pro handles it, too. I'm not looking for excuses. I'm not looking for you guys to explain it away. I need to be better. Yeah, that's what I want to hear from Cole Reagans. Reagan's 6 punch-outs today gives him 126 for the season. That's third most in baseball. Also, second most in team history for your first 18 starts of a season. Only Zach Greinke in 2009 had more punchies in his first 18 goes. Let's go to Bryson in KCK. Bryson, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Long-time listener. Listen after almost every game.
Thanks, man.
But didn't get to watch or listen to much of the game today. Spent most of the day with my grandparents.
Smart.
But we shouldn't be complaining about the call. But calls like that happen. So that foul ball. And the Royals are playing some ball. So
no doubt. No doubt.
We should enjoy it while it's happening. Because look at the history. We're good for a few years. And then we go into a little bit of a slump as we rebuild and then are good again. Yeah. So we should enjoy the games while they happen and not be worried about one small call.
Okay, I got it. I appreciate the perspective. That sounds like a young man that learns from his grandparents. That's smart. It's all a rerun to them, man. Listen to them. Ask for advice. I like it. Now, Bryson, I would say this. Don't accept that this is short-lived. Be where your feet are, no doubt. Be present. Enjoy this. Have fun with this. You know, take those mental snapshots of who you're with when you're at the ballpark and the memories that you make, no doubt about it. But don't accept that this franchise can't win on a consistent basis. You know, you had what, 13, 14, 15? You had a 5-year run. You know, with the Hosmer and Moustakas's. A lot of teams would love a 5-year run like that. So what? We're at year one of a 5-year run, 7-year run, 10-year run. Who knows? I mean, how long's Cleveland been good? How long's Tampa been good? Don't give them that excuse, Bryson. I don't know how old you are, but no, we're now past that. Now Mahomes and Salvi. You know, Ned Yost and Dayton Moore, Brett Veach and Andy Reid, those guys changed it. They changed the mindset of this city, Bryson. No, you can win consistently here. Double J knows all about it. Double J, kind enough to call us up. What's going on, buddy?
Vern, what's going on, man? Hey, I was at the game today. I thought that was that home run. I thought that was a foul ball. It looked like it from where I was sitting at. But unfortunately, we just didn't play good as a team today. We struggled at the play a little bit today. MJ, I mean, he struggled a little bit at the play and a little bit on defense. You can't do that what Isbell did, getting picked off at second with Bobby Witt at the dish. I mean, you just can't do that. But, hey, flip the page and let's go take 3 out of 4 tomorrow, baby. Seth Lugo, the best pitcher in the American League. Let's go.
All right, we got you down, Double J. Thanks for the phone call. Hey, tomorrow, by the way, not only is tomorrow Seth Lugo Day, but tomorrow's the 1-year anniversary of the Cole Reagans trade. Just think about how much this rotation has changed in 1 year's time. Reagans, Lugo, Waka, normal spring training for Brady Singer, and an Alec Marsh oozing with confidence. Today was the 30th start for Cole Reagans since coming to Kansas City. 30 starts in, nobody's had more strikeouts in their first 30 starts with the franchise. And his ERA of 3.03 is the third lowest in Royals history. The boys lose today 7-2, the final score. We'll get back to your thoughts and give you a chance to get some tickets for tomorrow's game. We'll do that after this.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app, here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
7-2, the final score. Royals drop Game 3 to Cleveland. They'll look to win the series and get to within 6 games of the division-leading Guardians. It's a 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon as Seth Lugo squares off with the southpaw Logan Allen. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number. 913-586-7610. Excuse me. Royals win tomorrow. They're seven games back of Cleveland. I said six. I was incorrect. Let me give you a few numbers from my game notes, which, as always, are presented by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Michael Massey, I mentioned his leadoff home run in the second inning. Massey now hitting .359 as the five hitter for this team. 21 games protecting Salvador Perez. He has an OPS near 1,100. Hunter Renfro picks up another knock today. He's hitting .356 over the past month. And Bobby Witt Jr. takes it 0-for at home, his first 0-for in, well, seemingly forever. It ends a home hitting streak at 23 games. It matched Carlos Beltran for the fourth longest home hitting streak in Royals franchise history. All right, a quick look at the text line. Betsy's out there listening. Betsy, we appreciate you. From the 816, Vern, New York got the homer appeal wrong. Replay shows the ball disappear behind the foul pole. The decision shook Cole Reagans. Reagans, decent pitch count. He was rolling. I'm impressed by Q to go get him, as his body language immediately got bad. Yeah, I'll be honest. I wanted Reagans to stay out there. And it looked like Cole wanted to stay out there, too. If you saw when Matt made the trip to the mound, Cole made a quick, desperate plea, and he was quickly shut down by Matt Quatrero. Zerpa comes in, throws a slider in the middle of the dish. Josh Naylor doesn't miss it, and they lost 7-2. But yeah, you're 100% right. I do think he was, I don't know if it shook him, but he certainly was frustrated. No doubt about it. Dan and KCK. Yeah, we all, yeah, no doubt, Dan. Dan says, I thought they were going to overturn it. Yeah, I think we all did. Everybody, all 24,153 in the building thought they were going to overturn it. Chris in Topeka says, Vern, Ryan Lefevre best summarized the situation, saying Noel hit a two-run home run that Major League Baseball will eventually apologize for. Yeah, no doubt. The great Ryan Lefevre. I'm with him. I can't wait for that announcement. Imagine Cole Reagan's reaction, Matt Quatrero's reaction to that, the clubhouse's reaction to that. All right, hey, if you want to be in the building tomorrow for the finale, I got two tickets for you. Let's just say first caller. Yeah, let's do it again. 913-586-7610. Again, it's tomorrow's game. You got less than 24 hours to make plans to get here. But if you can use them, I hate seeing tickets go to waste. And the pitch clock has been a disaster lately. So I have all these tickets. If you want them, call me up right now. 913-586-7610. Quentin Morris, thank you for the help. Great job back there. If you're calling in for the tickets, be nice to Quentin. He's the one hooking you up. I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon on 610 Sports Radio. Take care.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.